بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, and we have reached verse number 24. Still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us on the tongue of the believer that he said, إِنِّي إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. So we'll inshallah ta'ala finish 24 to 27. نعم. Here, the believer, rahimahullah, addressing his people, after he mentioned earlier as to why I shouldn't worship the one who created me, establishing evidence against them, meaning the one who created me deserves, since he is the only creator, deserves to be worshipped alone. Otherwise, إِنِّي لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, then verily I should be in plain error. If I set up partners with him in worship, or worship others besides him, then in this case I should be in plain error. Dalal, dalalin mubin, plain misguidance. Dalal, being astray from the right or upright path. This is the meaning of dalal. The person going astray from the upright path. And if the person knows the upright path, then his way is the way of those who deserve Allah's wrath upon them, al-maghdubi alayhim. And if he follows this path of misguidance due to ignorance, then his way would be the way of الضالين, the misguided. Those two types of people were mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. قال الله تعالى اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those upon whom you bestowed guidance, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, not the way of those who earned your anger, such as the Jews, ولا الضالين, nor of those who went astray, such as the Christians. So those who earned Allah's anger, those who followed the wrong path, knowing the right path and choosing the wrong path, so they deviated with knowledge. As to the those who الضالون or الضالين, those who turned away from the right path due to ignorance, and the guided ones are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed guidance upon them. They knew the upright path and acted accordingly. Now, taking gods besides Allah for worship is misguidance, a plain misguidance, because it's a deviation from what is legally obligated and also intellectually sound. From the first angle, it is legally obligated that no gods to be set with Allah in worship, as this was the message of all the messengers. And also intellectually it is obligated that such gods not to be worshipped, or to set up gods with or objects of worship besides Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created man, and in his hands is the benefit and harm. So therefore it is intellectually wrong to set up rivals with Allah in worship, or ascribe partners with him, or set up objects of worship besides him, when these objects of worship cannot create, nor they can bring benefits or cause harm. Then he told them, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ, in verse number 25. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ. Verily I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. The term amantu is iman. Linguistically, iman means belief, according to the interpretation of many interpreters of this word. And it really, in terms of the legal meaning, it is the attestation and submitting. Attestation and submitting. So it's more particular than the general term of belief. And the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comprises four matters. Number one, the belief in His existence. The second, the belief in His rububiyya, Him being the true creator. To him belongs all the commandment and the running of the affairs. This is the rububiyya, lordship. And affirming the lordship is affirming the existence. Affirming the lordship is affirming the existence. And the third matter of belief is the belief in the uluhiyya, in the divinity, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped alone. And the fourth is belief in Allah's names and attributes. These are the matters of iman. So he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is singled out in his lordship, in his divinity, and in his names and attributes, having the unique and most perfect names and attributes. So he is telling them, فَاسْمَعُونَ. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ. I have believed in your Lord, according to the correct meaning of belief now. And so listen to me, فَاسْمَعُونَ. اسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي. Listen to what I am saying. This is a declaration from him, rahimahullah, of his faith, standing against their will, and also establishing evidence against them. And that's why when he declared that, they killed him. And it didn't really matter to him that they threatened him, which they did. And afterwards, they killed him, they stoned him. to death. So after he died, he was informed, "Udkhul al-Jannah," enter paradise. قيل ادخل الجنة قيل to him enter paradise, and الجنة is the abode which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for the believers. In it there is no eye that had ever seen, no ear had ever heard, and no thought had come upon man's heart. ادخل الجنة, enter paradise. After his death, because the person in his grave, if he is from the believers, he will be in bliss, and if he is from the people of evil, then he will be punished. So upon that he said to his people, يا ليت قومي يعلمون. يا ليت قومي يعلمون. قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. In this verse, he said, would that my people knew بما غفر لي ربي بما غفر لي ربي knew that my Rabb, Allah, has forgiven me and made me of the honored ones. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. المغفرة, forgiveness, is covering the sin and pardoning, because it is taken from the مغفر, which is the head cover for protection during fighting in wars. So there are two things here. Forgiveness therefore comprises two things. As we said, it's taken from the mirfar, which is the head shield, which is the covering or the helmet. First is as-sitr, there is covering, because it covers the head. Second, al-wiqaya, protection. So the person puts the covering on the head in order to shield himself from the arrows or other harmful objects during the fight. So al-maghfira therefore doesn't mean only covering, it means covering and protection. So bima ghafara li rabbi, listen to this carefully, he said bima ghafara li rabbi, that my Lord has forgiven me. My Rabb has forgiven me. So he related al-rububiyya bima ghafara li rabbi to himself. He added it to himself. And this conjugation indicates that this rububiyya here is particular. Why? Because a rububiyya is of two types. A general one, rububiyyatun amma, wa rububiyyatun khassa, and a particular one. As to the general one, fahiya shamila li jami' al-khalq, it is the rububiyya that encompasses all creation, and it necessitates running the affairs as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees fit. in accordance with his wisdom. This is the general rububiyyah, ar-rububiyyatul amma. As to the particular rububiyyah, ar-rububiyyatul khassa, it is caring for the slave, like the caring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards his messengers, and both types were mentioned in the saying of the magicians during the encounter between Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam, and Fir'aun, and the story of the magicians who believed. They said, as in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verses 121 and 122, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. So both now are mentioned, the general one and the particular one. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They said, we believe in the Lord of the Alameen, the Rabb of Alameen. This is the general rububiyyah, al-rububiyyah al-amma, encompassing all creation. Then the particular one were mentioned right afterwards, Rabbi Musa, the Rabb of Musa and Harun. This is the particular one. Khassa. Similarly, this is concerning al-rububiyyah. Similarly, al-ubudiyyah, slavery to Allah, is of two types. A general and a particular one. As to the general one, is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, Al-Ubudiyyah Al-Amma, the general slavery to Allah, in Surah Maryam 19:93, في قوله تعالى, إن كلُّ من في السماوات والأرض إلا آت الرحمن عبدا. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent as عبدا, as a slave. This is العبودية, slavery, العبودية العامة, the general one. And as to the particular one, الخاصة, as in Surah Al-Furqan 25 verse 63, في قوله تعالى وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. عباد الرحمن, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added العباد to his name الرحمن, and the slaves of الرحمن, the most beneficent. This is particular therefore, and those who walk on the earth in humility and sedateness, and when the foolish address them, they reply back with mild words of gentleness. This is particular. There is even a more particular one. There is even a more particular ubudiyya. This is the ubudiyya of the messengers. The ubudiyya of the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Furqan also, 25 verse 1, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Blessed be he who sent down the criterion, the Quran, to his slave, that he may be a warner to the alameen. Then the believer said, as in verse 27, وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, and made me of the honored ones. And made me of the honored ones. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. جَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ because he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admitted him to paradise. Because admittance to paradise is an honor to man. that Allah bestows this honor upon him. Also, it is an honor from the side of the angels. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this respect in Surah Al-Ra'd 13, 23 and 24, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. Now, and add in paradise which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers, their wives, their offspring, and angels. Here is the honor of the angels. And angels shall enter unto them from every gate, saying, سلام عليكم, for that you preserved in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. Also, there is honor from the side of the wildan, al-mukhalladun. There will be servants, these boys that will serve the believers in paradise. Also, there will be honor from the side of the wives they will have in paradise. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Ar-Rahman 55 verse 56, فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. Wherein both will be those maidens restraining their glances upon their husbands whom no man or jinns has touched before them. Also, there will be honoring from each other, because they will be brothers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from their hearts any kind of enmity towards each other. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 47, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And we shall remove from their breasts any sense of injury that they may have, so they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. So the people of paradise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, are honored. And from them is this believer, the admonishing believer, the sincere one. He is honored by being admitted to paradise. Also, the people who are keen upon their salah, protect their salah and establish it right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also honors them, are honored in being admitted to paradise, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, verse 35. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. أولئك في جنات مكرمون. And those who guard their salah well, such shall dwell in gardens honored. And here he himself said, وجعلني من المكرمين, and he made me from the honored ones. The benefits of these verses. Number one, this verse tells that from the greatest types of misguidance is that a person sets up gods besides Allah or to the exclusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. Second benefit, the perfect admonition and advice that this believer came because he established the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by different ways, which we mentioned some in the previous discussions. And in this one here, when he said, وَمَا لِي لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, and why shouldn't I worship the one who created me? And from that warning from shirk, because the one who is a mushrik is in a plain error, and therefore the caller to Allah Azza wa Jal, when he calls to the truth, should mention the merits of the truth and give glad tidings regarding this. Also should mention what opposes the truth from misguidance and error, and also warns against that. And from the benefits of this verse is that the one who singles Allah alone as the true God who deserves to be worshipped, then he is on a clear guidance, because he is upright on his fitrah, on his natural inclination, and he is also upright in being on the same path of the messengers. And from the benefits of this verse . The merit of this believer, since he declared his faith, so everyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attests and submits to him and declares that, then this has a particular merit and virtue. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fussilat, Chapter 41, verse 33, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is better in speech than he who says, مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, invites to Allah, and does righteous deeds, and says, I am one of the Muslims. So here he said that he was a believer and did not fear anyone besides Allah. Seventh, or the next benefit rather, number five, the strong character of this believer, rahimahullah, the strong character of this believer, since he openly declared before these people that he believed. And this, it is as if he is establishing proof against them meaning this entails that you should worship Allah also alone. If you believe that he is your Lord, then you must single him alone in worship, ascribing no partners besides him or to his exclusion. And this really tells of his strong character. Not only that, even he challenged them when he said, "Fasma'un." I am not afraid of you. Fasma'un. So listen, إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, I believe in your Lord, so listen to me, because he is your Lord. He is your Rabb. And listen, he said, your Lord. This is another benefit. Even though they were mushriks. Now, because this falls under the general rububiyyah, because they are a creation from the creation of Allah. The next benefit, benefit number 6, it is deduced from this verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said, enter paradise. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. As in verse 26, please. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said to him, when they killed him, enter paradise. He said, would that my people knew. This affirms the bliss of the grave. إِثْبَاتُ نَعِيمِ الْقَبْرِ. So, it is said to him, enter paradise, yet the hour is not established yet. Is not established yet. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said to him, enter paradise. He said, would that my people knew. So this affirms the bliss of the grave. Though the hour is not established yet, and people are not admitted to the paradise. And this is established also from the Quran in other verses, as in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 32. الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Those whose lives the angels take when they are in a pious state, saying to them, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, enter you paradise, because of the good which he used to do in this world. So this affirms the bliss of the grave. The bliss of the grave. Also from this is what we read in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses 85 to 89, chapter 56, 85 to 89, one by one please. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. But we, our angels who take the soul, are nearer to him than you, but you see not. You see not. Then why do you not, if you are exempt from the reckoning and recompense, bring back the soul to its body if you are truthful? This is death. Death means the soul departs the body. Then if he, the dying person, be of the muqarrabin, those who are brought near to Allah, there is for him rest and provision and a garden of delights. And if he is a denying person, be of those on the, and if he, the dying person, be of those on the right hand, to the end of the verse. So here it says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتْ 83, can we have this? 56, 83. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. Then why do you not intervene when the soul of a dying person reaches the throat? Meaning this is when death occurs. Then here, if he is from the believers, then rest and provision and a garden of delight. So this is the same as in this verse concerning the believer, when it is said to him, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. and yet the hour is not established. So this is evidence that the dying person or the dead person, يُنَعَّمُ فِي قَبْرِهِ, is evidence for the bliss touching the believer in his grave, as if he is admitted to paradise, because he will be shrouded from paradise. And a door to paradise will be opened to him, and he will receive from its fragrance and its bliss as if he is admitted to it, as if he entered it. The additional benefit is this man was admonishing and advising his people during his lifetime and after his death. Actually, in his life he called people to the Tawheed and to believe and follow the messengers. And after his death, تَمَنَّى أَنَّ قَوْمَهُ يَعْلَمُونَ بِغُفْرَانِ اللَّهِ لَهُ بِغُفْرَانِ اللَّهِ لَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا وَيَتَّبِعُوا الرُّسُلِ. He wished that his people would only know, would knew what the forgiveness he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they believe and follow the messengers. And from the benefits of this verse, affirming the existence of paradise, affirming the existence of paradise. Many are the verses, they are replete. Many are the ahadith, and they are replete. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran 3:133, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى من فضله. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide as are the heavens and the earth, prepared for the pious ones. Prepared. And the paradise and hell were presented to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he saw them while he was making Salat al-Kusuf, the Salah of the Eclipse. Question: هل تبقى الجنة أبدا? Is paradise to exist forever? The answer is yes. And this is agreed upon amongst Ahl Sunnah. And the fire of hell is existing now, and this is also agreed upon amongst Ahl Sunnah. Will it be abolished? The decisive proof is that it doesn't, because the explicit verses in this are clear in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in three places in his book. In Surah An-Nisa chapter 4, in Surah Al-Ahzab chapter 33, and in Surah Al-Jinn. Chapter 72. In Surah An-Nisa, verses 168 and 169, قال الله تعالى إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. And indeed we should have guided them to a straight way. إن الذين كفروا وظلموا, verily those who disbelieve and did wrong, Allah will not forgive them, nor will He guide them to any way except the way of hell to dwell therein forever. And this is ever easy for Allah. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, verses 64-65, Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Verily Allah has cursed the disbelievers and has prepared for them a flaming fire wherein they will abide forever, and they will find neither a wali nor a helper. And in Surah Al-Jinn, chapter 72, verse 23, قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا. We seek refuge in Allah from hell. These are three explicit verses concerning the existence of our forever of hell. And so whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then verily for him the fire of hell is the fire of hell, he shall dwell therein forever. And despite this explicit wording in the Quran, some of the Salaf mentioned that the fire of hell comes to an end. However, there is no doubt that this saying, irrespective of them, of those who may have said it, is rejected by these explicit verses. From the benefits of this verse is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the believer, the favor of forgiveness and amr, and therefore having iman, faith, is a cause for forgiveness and a cause for honoring by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also from this one deduces that the maghfira, the forgiveness, precedes honoring and ar-rahma. This is deducted because most often is that Allah Azza wa Jal, when He mentions the two names, two of His names, Al-Ghafoor, the oft forgiving, and the Ar-Rahim, most merciful, He begins with Al-Ghafoor. He begins with the name Al-Ghafoor. And from the benefits of this verse is that the honoring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted to this believer, Rahimahullah, mentioned in this surah. Rather, there are others whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors, because He said, listen to what He said in verse 27, وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, and He made me from the honored ones. He didn't say and honored me, rather He said and made me of the honored ones, in order to make sure, to make it clear rather, that the honoring is not particular to Him. Rather, the honoring exists for everyone who carries on the same thing as He did, rahimahullah. This brings the end of the benefits of this verse. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness on iman and to make us from those who receive His forgiveness and His honoring. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.